We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
Block somebody!
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook. Watch the games on the region's largest video wall and wager on your team at the A&A Sportsbook.
Football Friday with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Take the fight to them.
The Fan.
Trade deadline in the NBA, just a week away. Less than a week, 6 days. We'll have Jake Fisher on. About 12 minutes from now to discuss all the goings-on.
He's busy today. Bum, bum, bum.
LeBron James is just tweeting out I and crown emojis now. Yep,
tampering away, baby.
What is that supposed to mean? Like, watch The Crown on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay.
Thomas Crown Affair?
Is he talking about Kyrie? Is that what he wants us to... Is that what he wants us to believe? Is Kyrie's going to the Lakers?
Or eyes on him, the king? King James?
Now, that makes a lot of
It is always about
sense.
LeBron James.
Yeah, it is all about LeBron James. But that is the big the news du jour. Soup of the day.
Sounds good. I'll have that.
It is that Kyrie Irving is requesting a trade from the Nets because they won't give him a...
$200 million contract.
Well, with no stipulations, is the thing. Like apparently they're okay with saying, "Hey, yeah, we'll give you a max, but you have got to
tone down the crazy
your P's and Q's and crazy."
Yeah,
P's, Q's, and craze. That's what he.
I don't even think they really care
down about
the P's and Q's. Just keep the crazy and the anti-Semitism away. They're not even really asking for the moon.
Yeah, that's actually. It's not. Yeah, well, maybe some other things too.
I mean, did you stop hating Jews?
That's too much to ask. Is his mom really his agent?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. In case you were wondering...
is she an actual agent?
If you want to draw parallels between him and Lamar Jackson and things that are mistake-ridden in negotiations and stuff like that. Because if you had an actual agent doing these things...
Huh.
You would have somebody who would probably give you more honest feedback and answers.
I thought you had to be a... I thought you had to be like a certified agent, though.
I think she's gone through the process.
Okay.
Or she's working as a quasi-advisor. If I'm not mistaken, she does have a legal background.
Okay. All right. Well, she's his...
But you don't want somebody like that
in... Stepmom.
Yeah. You don't want that person in your... As your agent, though.
No, it's too close.
Yes. You want somebody once removed.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
What about the Blazers, though? What are we doing here?
It sounds obviously very busy. As we ended yesterday, about 5-7 minutes after the show, Shams Charania hopped on and had a little clip that probably caught a lot of Portland's eyes.
The Portland Trailblazers have emerged as a strong suitor for Utah Jazz forward Jared Vanderbilt. Sources tell me Portland is among a few teams showing interest in Vanderbilt, who appears increasingly likely to be dealt ahead of the February 9th NBA trade deadline.
Nice reading.
This is not something that should surprise you if you've listened to us here or if you've listened to Jack Ramsey's over the last couple of weeks or you just read the general tea leaves when people around Damian Lillard are asking on social media, I wonder what take to grab Jared Vanderbilt, and then Dame, quote, tweets it with the eye emojis.
Oh.
That happened in December.
Okay. What do we think of Jared Vanderbilt? He's played in 51 games this year, started 41. He is he's more than a spot starter for them, but...
He's a...
it's very weird, his ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Of playing time.
If the Blazers got him, he would be a bench piece.
Okay.
He would be a good bench piece.
So what do you give up to get a bench piece like Jared Vanderbilt?
From what I understand, the original ask from Danny Ainge, like all things, is higher than what you would expect. It was a good first-round pick. Not a lottery first-round pick, but a real first-round pick.
From How about an expiring contract?
It's not going to quite go that far either. Yeah. I think it ends up somewhere in between. I would imagine one of the Blazers' younger pieces, say a Keon Johnson, or something, if Josh Hart is dealt, something that goes out, something that as a part of that package goes to Utah. But I don't think it's going to... I think Utah at this point in time is resigned to the fact that Jared Vanderbilt will not fetch a first-round pick.
What would give them that impression? The fact that he's not a bona fide starter?
Or the fact that he hasn't been traded already? Because if teams were lining up to go get him...
Yeah, and that was an interesting one. A few teams. Blazers are one of a few teams. Yes.
I know of two other teams that were pursuing him. The Warriors were another team that were looking around that because, again, what are the Warriors like? Mm-hmm. Size, length, athleticism, switchability. I spent all night last night watching every single one of Jared Vanderbilt's documented defensive possessions. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. There are things in there that make a ton of sense for the Portland Trailblazers. He's legitimately 6'8". He is a 4, sometimes 5. He is not a 3. Every time I've talked about him, and Jeremy Grant, the whole idea of like, oh, maybe you can slide one of them down to the 3. Neither one of them are 3s. Get it out of your head. They are not 3s. They want to play the 3. They're not going that way. What you can do, though, imagine a lineup of Damian Lillard, Anthony Simons, Nasir Little, Jeremy Grant, Jared Vanderbilt.
It's size, length, athleticism. It is a long, small ball crew.
Jared Vanderbilt is not a quote-unquote rim protector, but he does have length and... His defensive versatility, if you look at B-Ball Index, which is a great analytics site out there if you're looking for information, they have a profile that basically uses their own in-house metrics as well as a combination of Synergy, Second Spectrum, public and privately available data. He's one of the most versatile defensive, quote-unquote, bigs in the entire NBA. So he spends 50% of his time, roughly, on 4s and 5s. The other 50% is basically equally divvied up between 1s, 2s, and 3s.
Okay.
So this is a guy that takes on top-tier defensive matchups regularly, 1 through 5.
Okay. That is alluring, but this obviously is one of those incremental moves.
It's a good incremental move.
All right. Now, the whole thing is you can't give up. They pick. This isn't something that you call Chicago and say, hey, let's rip the protections off of that pick that we have through 2028.
Yeah.
This isn't you do not do that. So that obviously a first round pick, I think, is way too high anyway.
Yes.
But and if you can get it for Josh Hart, would you do it?
I think that's too much.
You think Josh Hart is too much?
Yes. I think
a guy that is non-guaranteed after this year.
Because I don't think he's going to... He's a
so
too
Keon
good of a player.
Johnson and what?
I think Keon in a second.
Okay,
Keon Justice in a second.
I would take that.
Or if Josh Hart is moved, if there's a young piece, like let's use the Knicks. Whether it's Obi Toppin or McBride in a first, like whatever it is, a combination of like McBride and Keon Johnson. Like there's just different... machinations out there that because what I ultimately think is going to end up happening, what we can talk to Jake Fisher about this in a little bit, whoever doesn't land OG Anunoby, I think that's going to be a team that calls on Josh Hart.
Is there going to be a big move made, do you think? Because it feels like there's like this fluctuation between it's going to be a small incremental move and then there's the buzz of, okay, hey, something more may be brewing here.
It did sound like this morning that Portland is going, at least looking at big game.
Well, they should be. They should be.
I don't think that their timeline has adjusted at all, but I think that they're looking at if a Kyrie Irving is being moved, you might see big pieces being moved around the NBA.
Okay, and that would mean, like, in that sense, then you're thinking about moving an Ant
or a sharp yeah. or in saying,
or combinations of with Hart or Nurkic. Like,
we're getting on the phone with Chicago and saying, hey, we're ripping these protections off of this pick and we're going to go and try to get someone.
Which is contrary to what I had heard coming into today.
Well, that is more encouraging than, you know, just getting Jared Vanderbilt. But again, I think of ICE and everybody else's, we'll believe it when we see it.
Exactly.
We've been here before.
And here's the thing. They could have big time conversations right now. It does not mean that it'll happen at the deadline.
Yeah.
Those same conversations, though, will probably, if it doesn't happen, will be revisited in the summer, a la Jeremy Grant.
Okay. All right, let's talk to Yahoo Sports NBA insider Jake Fisher. He joins us next. This is Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
Ain't it good? All right, very happy to bring on this Friday NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. A busy time of the year for him. Jake Fisher, kind enough to take a few minutes for us. How you doing, Jake? Thanks for coming on here in Portland.
I'm running on fumes, guys, but I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
Doing well. Not sure what we can talk about. You know, there's not much going on in the NBA or trade buzz at all. But
yeah, I don't know why you would possibly be running on fumes.
I guess what we'll throw out there is, were you taken back at all by the Kyrie Irving news that came out today that he is requesting a trade and wants to be on the move?
So someone on Tuesday told me that if Kyrie doesn't get an extension, that he would ask for a request and to look out for Phoenix. But you hear so much stuff around the league right now. Mm-hmm. And like a GM of a team that's been linked to OG Anunoby, let's say, returned my call like right after the Kyrie news dropped and said to me something on the lines of like, Friday before trade deadline is always bullshit. Like, excuse me if I can't say that on your airways, I apologize. But that's kind of like this week. Like, you don't know necessarily what is just kind of hooey and what's real. And, like, this turned out to be real.
Wow.
That's it. That's an incredible thing to kind of think about, is that these things just every Friday before the deadline, they do pop up and something like that happens. When we look at it, though, I think from the outsiders looking in at the NBA, you go, is the juice worth the squeeze for a guy like Kyrie Irving? How many teams do you think are really in a position to want to push all in to go and get a Kyrie Irving right now with everything that comes with Kyrie?
There's only going to be a handful. I think you can count them on one hand, literally. I think it'll – I mean, the Lakers, the Mavericks, the Suns, and the Heat have already been mentioned. I think I wouldn't throw out the Clippers in that I don't know that they're definitely going to pursue him, but, like, they're a team that's clearly – they've been looking at the front end of the Mike Conley's, you know, having at least discussed Kyle Lowry, and they've got veteran talent that I think – you know, Brooklyn responded to Kevin Durant's trade request this summer by going out and trying to build as competitive a roster that they could to convince him basically to stay. And so I feel like that's going to continue to be their approach here, in that they're going to try as long as – until the Nets get a trade request, a subsequent trade request from Kevin Durant, they're going to look at building as competitive a team without Kyrie Irving and getting a greater package back that can keep them as a contender. That to me is like a clear cut, obvious criteria they're going to follow. Then again, that could completely go out the window if Kevin Durant requests a trade, and like, who knows what could happen. I mean, if both those guys want out, like, I could see Sean Marks even getting fired. Like, it's a lot of this is going to hinge on what happens with Kevin Durant's status.
With this request being, you know, formal at this point in time, does this turn into the proverbial domino that can trigger the rest of the deadline? Or is that still a team like Toronto with an OG or a Fred VanVleet or something along those lines?
Yeah, I think, and this is going to hold up everything. I mean, the one thing I'll say going back to how limited his market is, like, there are a few teams who are going to really be truly in on Kyrie, but the fact that there are such few sellers in a fixed marketplace, if there are five teams trying to negotiate for Kyrie, that is going to have some ripple effect elsewhere. But, like, I mean, deals still happened the second free agency started, despite Kevin Durant's trade request, right? So there will be activity. Like, things will happen, but I don't think this is going to, like, clog up everything like LeBron's free agent decision back in 2010. Like, it will pause other teams, which will pause other teams, right? So that ripple effect will occur, but you're still going to see activity happen elsewhere.
We're talking with NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, Jake Fisher. We have this poll up right now, as we found out today that Yusuf Nurkic was going to be shut down until at least the All-Star break. Have we seen the last of Yusuf Nurkic in a Trailblazers uniform? What is your sense and your feeling about what the Blazers are going to be doing, especially with their center, where there seems to be a lot of smoke?
I don't necessarily think he can get moved. Like, sure, Portland has made him available, and I think they would certainly like to upgrade at center, but he's in the first year of a four-year, $70-plus million contract. I have not heard much interest in acquiring that around the league. So I think that's kind of the situation at the trade deadline, right? Where, like, in free agency, there are players who are available who just, like, will get signed. There are some who won't, but, like, the overall majority are obviously going to get signed. It's just a matter of finding homes at the deadline. Sometimes there just aren't guys who are made available that have a landing spot just based off of process elimination and the fact that teams won't necessarily have the appetite for eating that salary.
The other news, obviously, is yesterday afternoon that the Trailblazers were linked to Jared Vanderbilt. And that's something that I think a lot of people here locally, obviously Damian Lillard had a tweet in December with the eyes emojis when one of his confidants tweeted something about it. That sounds like it's something that's not necessarily done, but definitely something that looks like it would probably head towards Portland way. But the other side of that is kind of what's going out. And there's been talks of a lesser deal, not involving the other big asset in Josh Hart. Have you heard anything else around Josh Hart? Because I know that the teams that may be in pursuit of OG Anunoby would also kind of maybe pivot to a guy like Josh Hart as well.
Yeah, Vando, I've definitely heard Portland. I've heard a few other teams. Portland's the only one that I've heard, like, a package for. And I'll say it was, like, a smaller salary player than Josh Hart and a couple second-round picks. I feel like, you know, the Jazz have definitely listed Beasley and Vanderbilt and Conley all as available for a first-round pick. And I think teams are looking at what happened with Washington and Rui, and that the Wizards certainly wanted a first-round pick for Rui Hachimura at first, and then the Lakers were able to get him for 3 second-round picks. Like, I think teams are going to try to split that difference across the board, where you have the Utah guys, but also, you know, like Detroit, for example, and, like, they're holding up a high asking price for Bogdanovich, and, you know, across the league, pretty much everyone's available for a first or multiple first, all that type of stuff. I think to that point too, like, Josh Hart could definitely become a secondary target for teams, but it seems like no one's, like, actively, like, I haven't heard of a team that's, like, dying to get Josh Hart. Not to besmirch Josh Hart. He's a good player, but I think the fact that also he's going to opt out of his final year, that's expected of his contract, at $12.9 million. So he's probably looking for more. A team that would be willing to trade for Josh Hart that isn't just looking at him as a postseason rental is going to have an appetite to pay him, like, at least 3 years, 45. So I don't see a ton of teams right now who are lining up to pay that, being that his shooting has taken such a dip that obviously Blazers fans have noticed so far this season.
So put your GM hat on and say you're Joe Cronin. Where do you pick up the phone and try to call and kick the tires on to help improve your roster the most with what you're dealing with?
I mean, honestly, if I'm Joe Cronin, I'm making Simons and Shaedon Sharpe and everyone is not Damian Lillard and Jeremy Grant available for trade. I don't know if OG Anunoby is the answer, but I feel like you could probably build packages. Like, if you really wanted to look across the table at Damian Lillard, like the Lakers have with LeBron, and just go all out and do everything you can to try to build a contender around this guy, I would try to find ways to turn both Simons and Sharp into blue chip package, you know, players going out to go get, you know, upper. Like, I mean, I would just call every single team. I would call every single all-star who, in theory, is not just untouchable, you know, just to try to see what's out there, because I think the clock is clearly ticking on how long Damian Lillard can just effortlessly post 60-point games. And I mean, it's just, They're not at the top tier of the West. They're just not.
No.
When it's all said and done, just overall on this trade deadline, I know it's always easier to default to less than more, but do you have the sense of this deadline, maybe not having the names that move outside of a Kyrie, but is this starting to feel like this may get to be a busier deadline transaction period as teams are kind of not fighting over the same kind of asset pools, but fighting to make those small adjustments, to make those runs, particularly in the West?
I think there'll be a handful of activity. Like, there are just too many teams that are looking to get better. And sure, the league has pretty traditionally of late operated with buyers and sellers helping each other get, you know, different things at the opposite end of the spectrum accomplished. But, you know, we saw deals like Kristaps Porzingis for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans last year at the deadline. The Wizards again with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for Monty Morris and Will Barton. Like, I'm sure we'll see some deals like that too, where, you know, like when John Collins goes out the door for Atlanta, I'm sure the Hawks will end up getting, I'm confident the Hawks will end up getting, you know, two rotation players back, or like a rotation player, a fringe rotation player back, that fit their defensive, you know, improvement needs over there. And like, I think there'll be the backup center market is going to have a ton of activity, but like Mo Bamba and Naz Reid, like, aren't going to be drawn. I mean, I consider Jared Vanderbilt even in that backup five market too. Like, those guys aren't going to be drawing massive, massive hauls. So outside of some Kyrie fireworks, or even Kevin Durant requesting a trade, or the Raptors deciding to really pull the plug with Fred VanVleet, like, I think the majority of deals will be more, you know, rotational. Well, how can we raise our ceiling? How can we, like, upgrade this, you know, fifth starter type of trade versus, like, massive, massive fireworks? But who's to say? It's only Friday for the trade deadline. Everything, I mean, like, all this can go out the door, and things can change, and we're just going to try to pick up the pieces as it goes along.
So when you have like a deadline like this where it may say maybe no big moves made, or it's just kind of quiet, do you sit there when the deadline passes and say, I didn't sleep for this? Like, this is what I didn't sleep for? No big trades right now?
I mean, the fun is kind of the theoretical. The fun is kind of like the theoretical piecing things together, and it's easy to kind of come up with ideas and talk about it. And everyone in the league likes to just kind of like, oh, would you do this? Would you do that? When it's all said and done, like, I'm just trying to go to sleep. Like, it doesn't matter what happens. Like, the work leading up to it, I think, is kind of the real work. For me, at least.
And how many, like, on top of that, that's interesting that you say that, because it's like, how many of the conversations that start now end up leading to a deal happening in June, July, later on down the road?
It's a great question. I mean, I'd say the overwhelming majority of trades that get done around the draft and for agency, there was absolutely some type of starting point that was discussed this time of the year. So if we do see a quiet deadline, especially with the fact that, I mean, not to besmirch the upcoming free agents, but no one in the league that I've talked to was looking at this as like a decorated class of upcoming free agents. I think there will be whatever trade activity that fans feel is lacking now, I think that slack will be picked up come this summer, and there could be a lot of movement then.
All right, man, I'm going to get you out of here on an easy one. How many points did your Eagles win by?
I don't want to be too confident, but I thought the 2.5 opening spread was a little offensive. I'm not going to lie.
There you go. I think we may be talking to one of a handful of people that were actually excited the Empire State Building was lit up in New York City.
I know. As a New York City resident from the Philadelphia area, that was awesome.
Jake, we really appreciate the time, man. Thank you for coming on, and hopefully get some sleep sometime soon.
Talk soon, buddy.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
There he is, Jake Fisher, Yahoo Sports NBA insider. There's a lot to chew on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot from the national side and here in Portland, the local side of it, too. And we will, because the smoke surrounding Jared Vanderbilt is too big to ignore.
There's a fire underneath all the smoke.
Here's Rust with SportsCenter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Alinea Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
The hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night.
All right, Jake Fisher, Yahoo Sports, NBA insider,
Jake's
joined us. Turns out, not a lot of people want Nurk's contract.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that land? That was one of those necessary evils for Joe Cronin, because there literally was not another option that they could have gone down. But
they needed to get a starting caliber-ish center. And if they let him walk for nothing, they would be stuck in the same situation that the Nets are with Kyrie Irving, which is you would not gain cap space. Yeah. You would not gain an asset. You needed the salary slot more than anything else.
And that is what may hamper him being moved at the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nobody wants that deal. And that, look, if that continues to be the issue with Nurk in getting in moving him, then that is a Joe Cronin issue.
Yeah. And this is the same problem that they dealt with last year at the deadline and Norman Powell's deal. Nobody wanted a deal with 5 years on it.
Yeah. But in Nurk's case, there is not 5 years on it.
Yes.
There are three more on this, but they all are growing in value. At the end of it, he'll be making almost $20 million.
But at the same time,
the cap's going to go up.
Cap's going to go up. So it's here and there.
That is one that to keep an eye on for Blazer fans, because also as Yusuf Nurkic creeps closer and closer to the age 30, doesn't really help the value in trying to trade him. But that it kind of throws some water onto the conversation of, have we seen Yusuf Nurkic play his last game as a Blazer? Because there has been a lot of smoke surrounding his name and the Portland Trailblazers. What I did find very interesting in what he did say, this Jared Vanderbilt situation with the Utah Jazz, it feels like it may be a move that Danny Ainge isn't going to ask for the entire moon. Maybe just the man that lives on it.
You heard what Jake Fisher said as far as the idea of, there's a belief that after seeing what Rui Hachimura went for, which was Kendrick Nunn in 3 seconds, we're not talking about anything serious.
Yeah. And so what does that look like then, a package for Jared Vanderbilt?
And that's when you're talking about like Keon Johnson in 2 seconds, Keon Johnson a second, and Justice Winslow.
Keon Johnson has two more years at like $2.5 million, and then a player option for a third.
Yeah, and I think
team option for a third.
Keon's a better prospect and project going forward than Kendrick Nunn.
Yeah.
I don't think that's even debatable at this point in time. And if you're the Utah Jazz and you're likely, another thing Jake mentioned there was the three guys that are being shopped are Beasley, Vando, and Mike Conley. If your point guard's gone and you're a young team, young point guard make sense to add to your roster? Yes.
With a that has that dirty little word upside because he's only 20 years old.
Yeah, because he's a kid who has one of the best physical profiles in NBA combine history. The other part of that is,
I don't even know what that means.
He holds the NBA record for vertical at the combine. His like three cone and all of the combine drills. He was in the top 99th percentile.
That seems
he's
good.
A freak athlete. Mm. But beyond that, you heard Jake mention the idea of Josh Hart being included. And if that is the case, that will have, if Josh Hart is going there, it will either be a combination of Beasley and Vanderbilt coming back to Portland, or Vanderbilt and a player from a third team coming back to Portland. Because financially, that's how it would have to work.
Okay. All right. And then there is the issue of Josh Hart not moving the needle for anybody.
He is the second. No, it's not, he's not moving the needle. There are plenty of teams interested in him, just that the interest is secondary.
Well, look, he is actually a guy that there may be some value to trade there because he is this year and then a non-guaranteed season next year at a very affordable number for your sixth man if that's what you're looking for. Like, Josh Hart does have a little bit of value, but it's just like he's going to be a piece to a deal, not the deal itself. It feels like, and especially after we talked about this yesterday, especially after the look that he had on his face talking to Steven Adams,
he looked like a guy that was gone.
He looks like a guy that is going to be gone. And if he's part of the Vanderbilt deal, does that make sense?
Sure, not for the Jazz. For the Jazz. Because listen, again, if you end up moving,
well, not for Portland either, because then you're giving away a guy who is starting, not ideally.
Oh, but the thing is,
but then you're bringing in a non-starter.
You're not. I will be shocked if Josh Hart is dealt and the only thing coming back is Jared Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Shocked.
There we go.
Yes.
There we go.
I would be absolutely floored if that was the case.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't be good.
So, yeah. And if Josh Hart is dealt to the Jazz, I would imagine it would be for a combination of Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley.
And then, of course, what Jake said, and this comes with something that it is actually something that is you're starting to hear more and more about.
Yes.
The Blazers is Anfernee Simons, Shaden Sharp.
They're canvassing to see
sell it all to push all in with Damian Lillard.
They're looking at, this is why, for everybody who's always, why are you optimistic about Joe Cronin? Why? What makes you believe in him? Because he's looked me in the eye before, and when I've asked him, like, are you willing to take risks? Like, what kind of risk? And the big one. Yes, he's willing to take, he is willing to step up to the plate. And if that 100-mile-an-hour fastball that's grooved down the middle is there, he's swinging.
I think after our previous relationship, which was, it was not a good and mutual relationship. It was kind of a toxic relationship
kind of?
Our last GM.
Would you even consider it maybe a toxic workplace environment?
Well, I think many that worked there would. But after Neil, there is this idea that it's like, that is awesome to hear from Joe Cronin. But until we see anything close to it, it's all just kind of viewed as lip service, right? But I mean, until the willingness, that's great, because Neil O'Shea never had willingness to do it.
No, we have documented points of guys like James Harden, Paul George, actual superstars, Jimmy Butler, the Portland Trailblazers could have had if CJ McCollum was included in deals.
That's brutal. That's brutal.
And there was an unwillingness to go. So.
Oh, man.
And I believe that Joe Cronin with... Here's the thing. I have not heard anything about any star players that would make sense to pair with Damian Lillard being available. Not even like stuff that I could even hint at. So.
Michael Jordan.
I don't think that the likelihood of that happening, if it does, is this summer. But you also heard what Jake said. Those discussions that happen around draft day and around free agency, they originate here. Jeremy Grant was right up to the trade deadline wire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, it's going to cost two first. Da-da-da. It costed a 2025 heavily protected first round pick.
Yeah.
It was posturing. What it came down to was the Blazers are going to suck the rest of the year. There's no reason for Jeremy to up and move from Detroit in the middle of the year and go sit down on the Blazers bench.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in Detroit. It's fine.
We'll work it out later.
Yeah. And so you circle back to it later, and it was a deal. It was amenable for both sides. And here's the thing. This is the thing that when it pertains to Joe Cronin and deals the Blazers are looking at and have consummated already. The thing that I have heard from multiple folks that have dealt with him or around him, he wants both teams to feel like they got what they wanted out of the deal. And that kind of a relationship encourages deals to be made and to follow through on commitments.
Yeah.
So I don't think for all the people who are like, oh, they got fleeced on Norman Powell deal or CJ McCollum deal. I think Portland got exactly what they wanted because that got them to where they are now with the roster that they have now.
And it is a slippery slope because Danny Ainge is the outlier.
Yes, he will prey upon your very soul.
And continue to do it for somehow, somewhere.
Yes.
But we all remember Kevin Pritchard pritch slapping people, right?
And that came back to bite them.
Well, yeah, when is the last time we have heard Kevin Pritchard getting a pritch slap on someone? Miles Turner's been on the trade block
for 4 years.
For 4 years, and then they had to re-sign him to an extension.
But he also orchestrated a deal for Sabonis and Tyrese Halliburton.
He did.
But both teams won out.
Yeah.
So that's the thing is I think you're seeing more and more of that in the NBA.
Nobody would deal with him for a while, though.
No, because he was absolutely taking advantage of everybody.
Yeah.
It just takes one idiot.
So everybody's
sitting there like waiting on the new Phoenix owner. Like, is he going to be dumb?
Yep. Okay. We had a final destination moment, and it just happened locally. Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, this is nightmare fuel for me. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the A&A Sportsbook.
On 1080 The Fan.
Right on cue, the Fan text line as we were having these conversations. You missed our interview with Jake Fisher or any of the show, go check it out on the Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com or right there in the Odyssey app, where you can hear Jake Fisher dropping a BS on the app. You can.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeff Rust, quick trigger finger there. You stopped that from going out over the air of the radio airwaves.
Yep.
Jake was a tired boy.
On the app, though,
you can hear it.
You know, everything goes on the app.
And it reminds me, I might need to go fix the podcast.
Why?
Okay.
It's digital.
Yeah. Just give them a warning. Hey, BT dubs. Gonna be a BS in there. But if you missed any of the show, go check it out on the Lush Rub Tars podcast. Yeah, listen to it.
Yes.
And everywhere you listen.
We're efforting to have some folks on next week as we get closer to the deadline as well.
Well, hopefully some moves are made.
Yes.
But right on cue, until Cronin actually makes a real move, I don't buy he's any different than Olshay.
Which is whoever that person
Wind
is.
Wind up Danny, let him go.
Absolutely insane. That unhinged behavior.
Yeah, go get him.
Jeremy Grant is the best player the Blazers have brought in.
Okay, you can't do that because you blow out all of your
I know. Loud. That's the point.
No, that's not good. That's bad. Your point is lost.
I know. I want it lost to the nether regions because it's absolutely infuriating.
Yeah, that's bad.
Jeremy Grant is the best player the Portland Trailblazers have brought in over a decade. He did it 3 months into the job. This whole idea of, I'll believe it when I see it. He already did it. What don't you get? And that's not even like me being a Joe Cronin apologist. It's me looking at Neil Olshay going, it took him 3 months.
Yeah, that's right.
3 months. You couldn't do it once.
Yeah.
Once.
No.
You had 10 years.
Oh, boy. We definitely heard BS over the air. Sorry, Rust. Didn't happen. We just said.
I hit the dump button. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, that's all you can do, bud. That's all you can do. Let's see here. We've got, I knew that would wind you up.
You're good. No, it's perfect.
That was good. We had a Final Destination moment, and it appears.
Terrifying.
It appears that everybody is okay. And I hope that everybody is okay here. But the Salem Police Department, they have not tweeted out that anything happened to let me know that it's bad. But Mission Street at I-5 eastbound, down to one lane of travel due to a log truck that lost its load. Lane closure could be a couple of hours. Considered an alternate route for your afternoon commute. Oh, that is nightmare fuel.
I've seen the picture, and it looks like for anybody who's ever seen logging trucks, it's not just the on one track or one car. Yeah. There's the secondary one, the little smaller one.
Oh, boy.
And it looks like that one kind of broke free, but it also looks like nothing came out the back. It all went out the side.
Yeah, it looks, I don't know what it looks like but I don't like it.
It didn't Final Destination like out.
Yeah. It didn't fall back and onto somebody's windshield like Final Destination, but the fact that they got this close, nope.
And again,
not good.
You know what I do when I see a logging truck?
Get in the other lane.
Yes, number one. Number two, do 127 miles an hour around it. I don't care. If a cop pulls me over, I go, did you see a logging truck?
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I think an officer of the law would be like, yeah, I get it.
I did do that as an excuse once. It wasn't a logging truck, but it was on a I-5 on a very rainy night. And I sped up to get around a semi-truck
with
a
spraying like over your windshield. Yeah, 100%. I get that.
It did not get me out of it.
Really?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Yeah. No sympathy?
Nope.
Wow.
All right. And people listening comprehension, it's Mission Street eastbound at I-5. We know I-5 does not run eastbound. So does the Salem Police Department, I'm assuming.
Yeah, when you said that.
Well, they did say eastbound.
I did catch an I-5 eastbound.
Well,
I was like,
Mission Street at I-5 eastbound.
Okay, see, it makes
Mission
it sound
Street
like they're saying
east
I-5
west.
Eastbound.
Yeah.
But yes.
Mission Street at I-5
eastbound. Wording choice.
Yeah. Yeah, commas. Important.
Commas don't always translate over the air.
Well, no, they
gotta
didn't have one.
Gotta get the hard pause in there.
No, they didn't have one in there.
There you go.
So it's eastbound on Mission Street. There's
at I-5.
Are there other things that you have like in movies that you do that are totally unreasonable? Like, to be honest, like how often does the log fall off the log truck and go through someone's windshield? I don't know of ever.
Well, once is more than enough.
Once is on
if
a
it's
movie.
If it's
in a movie.
If it has happened once, that is and I have a reeling suspicion it's happened once.
So one thing that I do, I don't know why, when it is dark, I will not walk upstairs. I will run upstairs. I don't know why.
Boogeyman coming to get you?
No idea.
You just feel that little inkling on the back of your shoulder?
Yeah, I just don't. I'm just like, no, not for me. And I don't know why. But I'll do it. I'll just like, it's like a little jog, little pep in my step.
You know what does it for me also is not so large boats out in the ocean and getting stranded out there and capsizing.
Yeah.
Like we just saw a video of off of Astoria.
Yeah, that is wild. And these Coast Guard people, the swimmer PJ, that they put out
the PJs?
There.
PJs? No, dude, they're
onions on them.
Yeah, no. I mean, so, you're talking about two of the, like, the two most highly trained military units in the world are SEALs and PJs.
Yeah.
They had a boat and rough surf out there, and the boat is just like rocking. They couldn't even get the rescue boat close enough to get the guy off.
Yeah.
He had a mayday call because of the waves. This diver swimming out. They sent a swimmer in.
Yeah.
He swims over to the boat. Guy jumps off the boat. I'm assuming like they just like harness like click into each other.
I guess.
They go tether rope.
Yeah.
And boom, wave takes out the boat as the dude gets to the rescue swimmer.
Yeah, it looked like it was out of a movie.
Those guys are crazy and they're heroes. That was nuts.
Yeah, another Final Destination moment.
The terrifying one is not to the little boat that disappears in the capsize. It's when you see the full size tankers, like the cargo boats.
Yes.
Like yeah. When they start getting thrown around, you're like, oh, that wave's 100 feet tall.
Yes.
Oh my God. That's one thing I won't mess with is like big ocean waves, like deep out in the sea.
Yeah.
My wife was the other day talking about planning vacations for this summer, going on cruises, all that kind of stuff.
No.
She's like,
nope.
She's like, you want to do a transatlantic one? I was like, no.
Did you watch Titanic?
Yeah. I was like, no, I'm good. We have planes. I don't need that. So
I feel like she wants to push you over the edge.
I mean, my life insurance is pretty decent. I've been paying into it for a long time. But yeah, no, but the other one that the whole idea of like being bothered is kind of what you were talking about, Russ, like speeding up around trucks. If like I'm out in the woods, I have the brights on.
Yeah.
So that I can see animals. So like not to like get too crappy. I had a friend killed in a car accident hitting a moose in a Honda Civic.
Yeah, moose are big. I don't think people understand how big moose are.
It split the car in half.
Yeah, the Honda Civic is not going to win that battle.
No, I mean, I'm not kidding. It split it in half.
Man. Yeah.
Just, so I am not like a white-knuckle driver, but even like at nighttime when I'm coming home from games, when I leave Sherwood and you hit that area of 99 before Newburgh, it's kind of woody, I don't really care if I'm blasting out your windows and your mirrors with my brights. They're on.
Well, I mean, when you see another car, you should lower him.
Tell me you're not that guy.
He is. Well, he just did.
I'm that guy.
No, okay. Always lower your brights. Stand down.
Do you even drive around with him in the daytime too?
Oh God,
that's
no.
A guy that grinds my gears.
No, and I won't do it if you're
guy.
Coming. If you're coming at me, I'll turn them off. But if you're like a ways out in front of me, I'll leave them on for a little while.
All right,
I'm that guy. Sorry.
Well, that moose conversation just inspired me about animals that are way bigger than we think they are.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of animals way bigger than you think they are, Isaac Roth, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Mm. That's right. He is up next, and he will be breaking down the Chinese spy balloon that was flying over his hometown of Salina, Kansas.
Yes. And all of the people that probably shot at it.
Yeah, that is true. Mm. How come none of our hillbillies have gotten that thing down yet?
Nah, fly it over to South Texas, see what happens.
Come on. All right. Up next, Primetime with Isaac Gizuk. Have a great weekend. See you Monday right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Boink.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.